How did you sleep last night? It was pretty damn warm in this city, wasn't it? It didn't drop below 27 degrees. At midnight, it was 29 degrees, and I'm sure there's a lot of people grumbling about having a restless night's sleep. I've got to admit, I slept beautifully, absolutely slept beautifully from the moment I hit the pillow to the moment the alarm went off. But I know I might be one out there. Dr. David Cunnington is a sleep physician at the Melbourne Sleep Disorders Centre. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, warm weather like that does affect our sleeping for the most part.
Yeah, it does indeed. Part of getting off to sleep is our body temperature has to actually cool down. And so when the temperature's hot and we don't cool down, we can't go through that normal physiological process of switching off and sleeping well.
And are you continually waking up through the night because the body temperature's on the rise again?
Not so much on the rise, just hasn't dropped. So we haven't been able to just cool off, let our body temperature drop. So the body can behave a bit like it's more awake rather than completely asleep.
Yeah, so is it more mind over matter?
It can be. That can be one part of it. Certainly for people I see who are having trouble with sleep, they'll almost anticipate a bad night if it's going to be hot. It'll be like, oh, gee, I'm only just hanging on, I'm only just managing, and now it's going to be hot. That's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So we can add that extra layer of mind over matter to it.
So what are some of the secrets? What are some of the tips you've got for us to, you know, make sure that we do get a good night's sleep?
Well, at least in Melbourne, we've got that benefit that it's only temporary. We only get this occasionally and on odd nights. So recognise you might have a bad night, but you'll catch it up on subsequent nights. Napping's also a good strategy. So if you don't sleep well during the night, catch up on some sleep during the day. And a good way of cooling off your skin and your body temperature at night is moving air. So having a fan in the bedroom just to move some air across the skin to cool off the body helps the body to get off to sleep and stay asleep much more like it's a cooler night.
And what would your recommendation be for those that have air conditioners in their bedroom? Turn them off, turn them on, keep them low, keep them... What's the ideal temperature, do you reckon?
Ideally, air conditioners aren't great for the bedroom because they can dry out the air. But on a night like last night, where they can drop the temperature and keep it in that 16 to 24 degree centigrade range, it's probably worth having it on a night like last night.
All right, no worries at all. How did you sleep last night?
Yeah, not too bad, but I had a ceiling fan, so I had that moving air going over me to help cool things off.
Terrific stuff. Nice to talk to you, David.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dr. David Cunnington, joining us there, a sleep physician at the Melbourne Sleep Disorders Centre.